The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
And welcome to another episode of the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Skarda, and we are live from MacArthur Airport. We've got this awesome station. If you're ever flying into MacArthur, Long Island, MacArthur Airport on Long Island, Islip, we're in the Sloman Shield studio, and it's right in the lobby and just a blast. It's kind of like a fishbowl. So we're surrounded by glass, and every time a plane comes in, which is only a handful of times a day at this airport, people come by and say hello. But so tonight is exciting. I have Josh York with me, who's a friend and the founder of Gym Guys, based here on Long Island. So we're going to talk to Josh in a minute. But the Franchise Radio Show, as you know, is our mission here is to educate folks about the franchise industry and really give unbiased, there you go, unbiased franchise information to potential franchise buyers and disseminate best practices for franchise owners. My wife Gina is with us. Hello, Gina.
Hey, guys.
So Gina is my trusty sidekick in helping me out with everything technical, including social media. So we're live on Facebook Live, and we are on podcast on iTunes. Every show goes live on iTunes after we speak. So my name again is Tom Skarda, and I'm a franchise consultant and certified franchise executive with the International Franchise Association, and I'm the author of Franchise Savvy, which is the number one bestseller in the book section for Amazon, and help people identify if franchising is for them or not, because it's not for everybody. So I own a business. I work with a company called FranChoice, and we help people all over the country figure out what franchise is best for them. We offer a free service that helps people really get an idea of what their best skill set is, and we fit them into the best franchise. One of the best franchises that we love and work with, relatively new on our hit list, is a company called Gym Guys. And it's in-home mobile personal training. It's a fitness franchise based here in Plainview. And Josh himself worked as a personal trainer in a local gym, and he pursued his business degree. His clients, you know, routinely canceled and arrived late for their appointments, which is definitely me, canceling my appointment. And, you know, you're just not in the mood to work out. So, like, you know, you cancel on your trainer, which kind of stinks.
So it's a whole nother story when they're coming to you, huh?
When they come to you, damn, you can't get out of it.
Ah, there he is. He's at the door.
Quick, shut the lights off. Maybe he'll go away.
It's great. That's great accountability.
Oh, it's awesome. So he created a business concept that provides convenient, customized, creative workouts with a promise to offer the highest quality of service. So the business plan is pretty simple. But it's basically personal trainers traveling to the clients in a van filled with state-of-the-art equipment. And he trains people in their home, in their office, or, you know, even in the local park. It's really interesting. So the experience makes it so convenient that there's no room for excuses and people get in shape. So he quickly realized that this is going to really revolutionize.
Wow,
I cannot talk tonight. I don't know what it is. So in 2008, he founded Gym Guys. That's G-Y-M-G-Y-Z. In 2014, he started franchising this brand. And he started the whole thing with $15,000, a laptop, a van, all in his mother's living room. So
nice.
It's cool. It's a great story. I love the entrepreneurial stories. So now, all of a sudden, he has a building. I believe that he just moved into a new spot with 25 employees, franchisee training facility, parking for a fleet of Gym Guys vans, and a dedicated sales vehicle, which I want to talk about. I don't know what that is. So Gym Guys now is number one in personal in-home training, fastest growing franchise, 128 locations, 23 states, two countries, 12,000 clients, and Josh's advice is real simple. Always follow your dreams and always believe in your vision, which is what Gina and I talk about all the time. So I want to welcome Josh. Hello.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Appreciate you guys having me on the show. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, this is cool. Right, down the block, if you will. So, on Long Island, simple, and I'm glad that you could make it. So absolutely. Gym Guys is these red vans. So tell me about this. How did this kind of just happen? Was it by accident?
Yeah, sure. So, look, I've always been into fitness my whole life, and I like to always say we're in the business we're in the business of fitness, but we're really in the business of changing people's lives. That's what we do, and I can sit here for hours and tell you stories of the people's lives we've changed, some that literally to this day give me goosebumps because it's very powerful, right? We make a difference, but, look, I graduated college, I got my bachelor's degree, and, I figured, hey, I need to get a 9-to-5 job. That's what you're supposed to do. Started working in a marketing firm, right? And, really working for, someone who I like to kind of categorize this in two sections. You have employers and bosses, and you have leaders, right? I like to, always be in the leader column because yes. Leaders lead by example. And I'm all about positivity, right? I take negative signs, I slice them down the center. But I'm working in an organization, after college that is just so much negativity, and I just couldn't be there anymore. And, I truly believe in order for you to be super successful, you have to obviously be passionate about what you do. And if you don't love the process, you're not passionate, it's just not going to work. So I said, let me leave this. Let me go back into training. The biggest challenge is for trainers, trainers and doctors are no different, right? A trainer without clients is unemployed, and a doctor without patients is unemployed. And I said, I need to really figure out how I can make money when I'm not working. So I said, I always figure things out. Every no gets me closer to a yes, and I will go back into fitness because I love it. Figure it out. One day, one of my clients at the time came in late and said to me, Josh, I wish you'd come to my house. I just don't have any equipment. And that kind of stuck with me all day, and I said, wow, this is like one of those ideas where it's like, why didn't I think of this? No one has ever professionalized this concept. So I said, I'm going to create a new category, new concept, and I'm going to get a van, wrap it red. Red is our color, right? Red represents power, passion, desire. It's energizing. It excites the emotion, motivates us to take action. We'd like to say we sweat red day in and day out, and we will spread red worldwide, right? We're going to change lives worldwide. Get a van, come up with the coolest name, Gym Guys. Guys is an acronym. We're very big on acronyms. Genuine, unique, you can do it, zero excuses. And, stock the van with 365 pieces of equipment. We like to break it down one for each day of the year, right? And we're coming out providing those three C's, which are our core competencies, right? That's convenient, customized, and creative workouts. And, we're going to pretty much a setting of your choice, right? We're an on-demand service. So we're coming to your home, office, pool, park, place of worship, hospital, senior homes, assisted living facilities, daycares. We've done workouts in pizzerias, parking lots. We'll do a workout right here in the airport. It doesn't matter, right?
Nice. So, should have told you to bring stuff.
So it's all about the convenience factor, right? And that's obviously a game changer because if you look at obviously, how things are changing, right? And if you want to take it back kind of to like back in the day, people used to get their milk delivered, right? Their bread delivered, right? The doctor would come to your house, right? Well, it's kind of heading in that direction again because look at companies like Amazon, right? Amazon's crushing everybody. Why? Convenience. So right. Convenient. And we are coming to you. Right. And now gyms are trying to live stream. You have, literally classes you could take with a live instructor. Well, with us, you don't need to do anything like that. Right. We're coming to you with a professional male or female coach, and we're providing an exceptional service. Our service is unbelievable. I don't know for you who are familiar with the NPS score. Right. But that's your net promoter score. Rate your business. Right. Mm-hmm. Give you an example. Starbucks is at a 70. Costco is at a 65. Amazon's at a 69. If you're anywhere between really the 60 range and 75 range, it's like unbelievable. We've been at a 92 for a very, very long time. Wow. We provide exceptional service to our customers.
I didn't know that.
And that's what we pride ourselves in. Mm.
Are fantastic. Your trainers specialized? Do you train your trainers to be a Gym Guys trainer?
Absolutely. So all of our trainers have to be nationally certified, but once they come on board within our organization, we do train them to our certification, right? So we have a Gym Guys University training program, and our training is extremely detailed, right? To the point to how you have to interact with customers, how we answer the phone, right? Like most people answer the phone, hello, how are you doing? Thank you for calling us, right? We answer the phones like, thank you for calling Gym Guys. This is Josh speaking. How can I brighten your day, right? We're all about being different. Right? That's what we're about. This is why we got ranked by entrepreneurs, the top 100 fastest growing franchises in the world. Mm-hmm. We're on a list with brands that have been franchising over 25 plus years. Mm. We're the only brand on that list that has been franchising 3 years.
Yep.
There's about 4,000 franchise brands in the world. Only 5% make it to 100. And out of those 5%, takes about an average of 10 years. We've done it in three. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting started.
That's right.
That's so important.
Amen to that. That's phenomenal stuff. So to be a franchise owner for Gym Guys, do you have to be a trainer?
No, you don't have to be a trainer. You know, we do have owner operators, but we're really looking mostly for owners, right? We're looking for more of the executive type, you know, that obviously have, you know, the liquidity to be able to come into a business model, you know, and build a team, right? We really teach everyone to work on your business, not in your business. And that's a big difference right there, you know. And, a good book is The E-Myth. I don't know if you ever read that by Michael Gerber.
Sure.
But, you know, that's a great book because, you know, that really kind of breaks it down what it is to work on the business and what it is to work in the business. And if you want to scale and be successful, you want to work on the business.
Right.
Yeah, you should, if you don't, I'm sure you do it already, but you should make your new franchise owners read that book as like a curriculum.
That's good.
Yeah, I know some franchise companies that do that. I recently met Michael Gerber, not recently, 5 years ago, but he's old now, but he's still giving seminars, so it's like amazing.
Yep.
You could be an owner operator, I guess, but you're really looking for somebody who wants to have a fleet of gyms on the street, a fleet of vans. I'm sorry.
Correct. We're looking for scale, right? We do have owner operators, but they come in with the mindset that they're gonna start the business like I did, and they're gonna scale it, right? And scaling means obviously getting to the point where, you know, you're not answering the phones anymore. You know, mm-hmm. you're not out on the van anymore. You know, I remember the hardest thing for me, my biggest challenge was stop answering the phones, right?
Right.
You know, that was a big challenge for me because when, you know, you're so passionate about what you do and you want to make sure every single deal you close and make sure, you know, people who say, hey, this might not work, I can't afford it, but you don't realize, obviously, you know, not only it's not about the money, but what it comes down to is sometimes people think that, but they're not educated enough with what we do and mm-hmm. and really look at expenses because what we charge is not really that expensive, right? It's actually cheaper than gyms, but it's the value we provide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
It's like, you know, it's like pretty much telling me, you know, it's like if I tell you, hey, I can give you a pill, this pill's going to cost you $10,000. You're going to be able to take it. You literally sit in front of a computer screen, you know, make sure your body looks exactly how you want it to look, and it will stay like that forever. You could eat whatever you want, and you never have to work out. What are you going to say? You're going to say, I'm going to think about the price? No, you're going to say, oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I'll find that money, and I'm going to pay for it. Why? Because there's value there, right? We provide value.
Right.
And the workouts are fun, right? So that's very exciting, too.
Amen. So that's great. When Gina was doing some training at one time, being a personal trainer, so maybe you want to work for Gym Guys. Be a trainer. Get out of the house a little bit.
Are you trying to get rid of me? I was actually thinking about having them come and train me, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. That'd be good. Maybe I know a guy, so.
Yeah, I know a guy too now.
Maybe we'll hook you up. So the unique proposition for the franchise owner is what? Like if somebody's deciding, hey, I want to buy, you know, I want to get into fitness, but I'm not sure. I'm thinking about, you know, like one of these boutique gyms or whatever. What's the value for Gym Guys? Why should somebody really even take a look, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple, right? You know, there's no brick and mortar, you know. Your expenses are minimal, right? Your profit margins are very high. You know, you have obviously a high, you know, we've had franchisees make their investment back in 3 months, right? That's almost unheard of in any business model.
That's great.
But, you know, it's all about scale, right? All you need is a van. You don't need an office, right? And it's very easy to scale your business, right? But
sure.
We're providing you a turnkey operation. It's a blueprint, right? A blueprint for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at things in the industry, right? Like, let's talk Blockbuster Video, right? Look mm-hmm. at Blockbuster Video. Blockbuster Video had the opportunity to be the next Netflix, right? But they chose not to. And there's actually a quote from the CEO, if you look online, that says, yeah, Netflix is not even on my radar. They're not going to affect us. And Netflix put them out of business, right?
Sure.
You have to evolve as a business, right? And that's what we do. And we're constantly working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're providing a concrete model and structure for someone to be successful. And we're providing that to them. You need to follow the system, understand it. And we're there to help and support you. We provide almost pretty much 24-hour support. We have a support team. It's called our MTS team, right? Motivate to Succeed. Our coaches, you know, are there to help our franchise family members to be successful.
That's amazing. So how many franchises do you have now?
Right now, actually, that number's off. We just actually sold some more deals. We actually had 138 locations. We're in 26 states and two countries. We just launched into Canada recently. We got six locations. We're actually going to be opening up another three. And now we're working on going into Mexico. So that's going to be the next country we'll be entering. And then from there, we'll start with some other countries. But we're scaling very fast, and it's extremely exciting.
That's really great. So you're officially international, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. You have them here in Suffolk County and in Nassau County?
We do. Yeah, we service all of Long Island.
All of Long Island. Great. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great thing. So it's great for, you know, not only somebody buying a franchise, but somebody who's a trainer and wants to have flexibility with training. Instead of being stuck as a gym rat, they could work for a gym guy. So you're providing jobs as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the problem is, look, you know, trainers, and we like to refer to them as coaches, you know, the challenge is, you know, most trainers want to clone themselves because they're like, wow, I wish, you know, I can have five more of me and, you know, I could do very well. But, you know, there's a lot that ties into it, right? Like, culture is very important. I like to always say culture eats strategy for breakfast, and teamwork makes the dream work, right? We you know, our secret sauce, it's pretty simple. It spells out the word fuel, right? And we have two, we're very big on acronyms, like I said. We have two acronyms, the main acronyms, drive and fuel. Obviously, you're not driving anywhere without fuel, right? Drive is our core values. Every company needs core values: determination, respect, integrity, versatility, and excellence. Everyone has to align with those values. But then on the same side, you know, when you talk about the four components that every business model needs to be successful, that's the fuel that fuels our business: fun, unity, earnings, and leadership. And if you look at each one of those components and break it down, you can't run a business without them. You need each one of those components. Most people run their businesses, you know, based on, you know, being the boss, right? I actually cringe when people call me the boss. So I like them to call me the fearless leader because I'm not the boss, right? We all work together because if there's no teamwork, trust me, it will just not work.
Mm. Yeah, right. We got a t-shirt that says, I am the fearless leader.
Yeah.
And this way they just remember.
That's right. You need it for the conference.
Yeah.
Get that printed.
Just call me FL. Yeah.
No, that's great. And that's important. And you know, I always talk about leadership as opposed to management. People are like, oh, I'm a great manager. I could manage, you know, I've managed 20 people, so I'm good at managing. And I'm like, if you're managing people, you're not a, you know, you're not a good manager. You're not a, you got to be a leader. Yep. And a good leader is somebody who, I remember when I used to work for the Transit Authority, there was a gentleman there who was the vice president, and he was just a down and just a regular guy. And I remember once one of the stations was flooded because of some crazy storm. And on a Sunday morning, this guy, his name is Joe Hoffman, actually, he was out there sweeping the platform himself as vice president in you know, in jeans and a button-down white shirt. And I said, this guy, and that's kind of where I learned leadership. When I see men and women do that, roll up their sleeves and literally get dirty, that's a leader. Mm. And I love that. Yeah. In a great, you know, because people ask me what makes a great franchise. One of the great things, one of the things you have to look for in a great franchise is great leadership.
That is true.
It's exactly like that. If you have a guy who's in an ivory tower and, you know, he might have all these degrees and he's run all sorts of, you know, businesses and Fortune 100 companies or whatever, I don't really care about that. If he never got out of the ivory tower, that's, you know, and now he's running a franchise, I have a big issue with that. So, you know, and people don't think about things like that, you know, and what it is to manage people. Oh, you know, the more people you have, the more money you're making. And actually, it's probably the opposite in most cases. So you have to look at businesses like a gym guys that has a mobile footprint. Like I was in a smoothie business that was basically kiosks on wheels. And that was so successful because I didn't have to pay that overhead rent every month. And for a guy like me who didn't have the money to throw around and get, you know, stuck with a lease and all that kind of stuff, a mobile business opportunity is one of the best things.
It was much easier to have a fleet because we had a fleet of tiki carts, like you have a fleet of vans. But it was much easier to have a fleet when you have a smaller...
Right. As much more flexible.
Yeah,
much more
sure
flexible.
Is.
So, I love that.
I like what Josh was saying before about how he had to learn to stop working in the business and work on the business. And I remember when I was reading Tim Ferriss's book, 4-Hour Workweek, and he talks about that. And it wasn't until his business didn't blow up until he was able to remove himself and make it automated so that it pretty much worked without him. And he could just work on growing it rather than the minutiae of it.
Truly having a business and not having a job. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people end up buying themselves or starting themselves a job instead of a business. And that's not what we want. So Would you say that you're looking for franchisees still on Long Island at this point?
Yeah, we are willing to sell some territory in Long Island, so absolutely.
Okay. So before we take a break here, what's the best way to get in touch with Gym Guys?
Well, you visit our website, gymguys.com. That's guys with a Z. And, you know, you could find out information about franchising as well, or, you know, you can call us as well at 855-GYM-GUYS.
855-GYM-GUYS, and that's Gym Guys, and that's guys with a Z. So we're going to be right back. This is the Franchise Radio Show, and we got Josh York, the president and founder of Gym Guys, and talking about going national, going big, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Out the door, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All is